When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers, southeast corner of 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have for us today, Bill?
Steve is out today. Steve is not in today. He's out. He was the first person in on Saturday morning into the Elkhorn area there. Okay. So he is working on tornado damage. That is what he is doing right now. So he has been requested to be down in the area.
Summoned,
yeah. So he has been down there for, this will be his third straight day work in the area right there. So he's down there helping basically his son, Skyler, and wife, Laura, and the kids are the ones that lost their house. And so they're down there at that, also helping others. So they've kind of taken over the parenting part while all these things are going on. When you have three young kids, someone has to do that also. So Tamara has the parenting. Steve is in there recovering things from the house. Is what's going on
now. He's got broad shoulders.
Yeah, broad shoulders. So he's getting things out. He's loading trucks up, saving what is savable, and getting that done. So he's in day three of that right now.
There he is.
He's willing to help whoever. And I would imagine there's probably brings a lot of good spirit to people when they see him also.
Look at him.
All of a sudden, who's that? That's Shin Daddy? That's Shin Daddy right there. That's incredible in there. So he's talking to the people, keeping morale up. He's dealing with morale a lot, so he's doing that.
He's dealing with morale a lot.
Yes, he is.
Morale.
He's keeping people in good festive mood.
We have him in here. We have him in here. A cutout. Yes. That's what I keep referring to. It's amazing. It freaks me out a little
bit. He's so strong. So
look at those shoulders.
He can move things that most people can't move. And that's one of his feats of strength.
He's like oxen, not just an ox. He's like oxen.
Plural.
Yes.
Wow.
Plural.
Steve Schindler, oxen.
So he's up there.
So he's there. He's in Elkhorn
right
now.
And then the people are running the bank, though.
But the people are still running the bank. They can just text him if he wants to do it alone.
Jake, that's in Creighton.
Creighton, Nebraska, yeah. I was told, by the way, this is a real story from Midwest Bank on Friday, that somebody from Georgia called the Creighton branch and got a house loan for someone going to school up here in Nebraska.
Nice. That's what they should do.
How about that?
That's what you should reach out to.
That was very random.
Yes. I was talking to Midwest Bank. I talked to Midwest Bank.
You talked to Midwest Bank?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And they said that somebody from Georgia listens to the show.
Really?
And called the Creighton brand specifically.
Really? Mark yourself from Georgia. We'd like to know.
Yeah, who was that person?
We'd like to know. That's incredible.
That's
interesting. But you also just got a loan from the top bank in Nebraska. So
yes.
Pretty incredible.
What do you do there?
Shin Daddy. Yeah.
He's the man.
He's doing home loans from Georgia while he's cleaning up tornadoes. So
no big deal.
Think about that. No big whoop.
Will he be back in the bank tomorrow?
Not sure yet. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. All
not
depends sure. on cleanup.
See, yeah. see how things go.
He's a busy yes, spot. Thank you. 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. I think it's helpful to have Bill in here right now because he has been a coach for a very long time. And I'm not sure people understand like what happens after the spring game, what happens all the way through the summer months into fall camp. So I guess I would ask the listeners what and their questions here at 464-5685, what's the most important things facing the Huskers as we head into summer? But Bill, as someone who's been there as a coach for many years, what happens post-spring game up until fall camp? Like what's the summer like?
Well,
in football programs.
I'll just give you a taste of Nebraska right now is that recruiting opens up on April 15th for spring recruiting. And so those who have their spring game earlier, those coaches can get out. And so right now the number of spring days has been dropped from, I think it was 168 to 140. So a little bit number of total days by your players can be out. But in general, you always like to have a follow-up, which means all your players would meet with each assistant coach. Then usually there's a meeting then with the head coach. So there's generally a giant line of meetings going on. Right. And some of them are really, they're not in depth, really. It's like, hey, you know, you bring someone in like that, hey, we're in great shape. We got this, this, and this, and away we go. There's some conversations that are different. Sometimes you're having the conversation with someone that is like, you'll have with them, listen, just letting you know that when it comes to the fall, when new players arrive or whatever, we're getting ready to play a game now, reps are not going to be in your favor. You need to know that right now. So there's no confusion of what's going on. And then also a lot of times you would tell them like that. And also there might be able to tell them there is a guarantee that you're in the 110 or the used to be a 105. Now it's the 110 that you're guaranteed to be in that number. Or some might be right now you're not in that number. So you just want to tell everybody up front where they stand. That's where the conversations that are going on with the assistant coaches. And they always, the head coach always meets with the, in general, they always meet with the player after the assistant coach has already met with them. And so you get the, so that's what's going on right now. And then you have all your stuff, you're planning where you're going for spring recruiting is we have to get out, we have to go. Where before it would be less at the time of like, hey, your roster is what matters. Well, there's still players available right now. And so you have to think through. So I imagine there's a heavy conversation with the head coach, with recruiting staff and the GM to be able to figure out, okay, we're going to try to look at to pick up a couple players in the portal. What does that mean to us? First of all, it would be scholarship numbers. Do we have that? And the next thing would be, okay, then are we available to do it through an NIL package to be able to figure out who we could bring onto the team? So a lot of things are going very, very quickly with what's going on. So everyone's in a checkout mode. But this is a late spring game. There was several. There was two other ones in the Big Ten. But for the most part, this was, I don't think there's going to be any next week. I would imagine this ended it.
I believe Maryland played their spring game Saturday.
So did Rutgers.
Rutgers
did also.
And so,
Rutgers looked pretty good.
And so I don't think that there'll be there's one after this. So that's what's going on with it right now. It's very, very, very busy. And then you're also working into your most busy time because there's nothing as busy as June. June 1 through June.
What happens in June?
The full month of June is just
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Complete nightmare because you're working every day and there's 16 to 18 hour days every day because you have your team to take care of, you have camps to take care of, and you have official visits. So you can't get anything that's more chaos than the month of June. Nothing compares to that month. So you're trying to get built up for that also during this time in May. But today would not be a day where it's like, yeah, we're just kind of hanging out like that. It'd be full thing going because they can get people – the thing that would come up right now would be, hey, we need to get somebody out, you know, by midweek to go see so-and-so because they're having a jamboree in Florida or some sort of an event they have to get to go get a eyes-on, hands-on evaluation of what you think of them. So that's what's going on right now.
Sip, was it after the spring game where Matt Rhule was bringing up the transparency of the players, showing them that people are talking to them in the portal or trying to get them to go to other places? Because this was an article about that we saw. Did he mention that in the post game?
Yeah. He just said it's rampant, sad state of affairs. That, you know, there's just open tampering. It's not. And, you know, I don't know. I don't even like to talk about it because people say, don't talk about it, Sip. Because there's nothing you can do about it. So it's one of those things in our world now that you're just not supposed to talk about. It's wrong, but don't talk about it because it's just going on. Just shrug your shoulders and deal with it. Yeah, it's just part of the college game now. Oh, Sip, it's always been a part of the college game. You know, it's no big deal, I guess. I guess Fedoni's hearing from a lot of people. Everybody hears from a lot of people. You think Ja'Cory Barney's not hearing from people now? I mean, it is what it is. I guess it's not. It's sad. I like Matt the way he approaches this stuff. It's real. It's real, and he gives it voice, and I'm glad he does. I'm glad people. Now here's where it gets tricky. If you go to a podium and say there's people tampering, you can't tamper yourself because you'll get called out. You know, and if someone in your staff is doing, you'll get called out. So it's just it's sort of unappealing to me, but it seems like people don't care. Like, it just seems like it's fine. You just recruit off other people's rosters.
Well, like I said, everything's going through a third party in general.
Yeah, you know, sometimes.
And there might be other ones, but yeah. I mean, right now it's
just open season.
It obviously you want to keep yourself out of that. You want to have yourself, you know, out of those situations. They people go in the portal that want to go in the portal, and you recruit those guys. So.
But that's not what we're talking about.
You know, I'm very aware of what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, they're talking about
I know.
Recruiting like Fedoni, who's not in the portal.
Yeah. I'm aware.
So, what else? What else do you do in June?
That's it.
Really?
That's it. You're doing official visits. You're doing camp, and taking care of your team. You're meeting with your players also.
And then July,
and that should be off. But you're never really always off. Yes.
Then August camp starts.
Yes.
By the way, if you were curious about Dylan Edwards, running back from Colorado, Nebraska had some buzz there, but he's going to Kansas State as of yesterday, going to K-State.
Dad played there. I think they recruit. I mean, obviously they recruited him hard. I don't know. I didn't know. Somebody said that about Nebraska. I don't know how involved Nebraska was.
There was a report that to watch out for Nebraska, Kansas, and Kansas State for him. No one confirmed that Nebraska was like after him, but he does commit to K-State yesterday.
Okay,
so he's not an option here anymore.
No,
if you're
very close friends with Avery Johnson, their starting quarterback,
that helps.
That would be probably one of the biggest ties. And I noticed his mom posted a bunch of pictures of him and Avery from when they were like 8, 9, 10 years old.
And you imagine he'll be an immediate factor at Kansas State.
Absolutely.
We saw him in the first game against TCU.
Yeah.
He was a dude for Colorado last year. A dude.
He ran for 361
yards. I know,
yards.
But we saw the first game. He was excellent against TCU, who was, by the way, in the championship game the previous year.
Right. They couldn't cover him out of the backfield. It was the biggest thing that they had, their matchup out of the backfield.
Yeah, he had 600 total yards for Colorado.
Not sure what his time was, but he was a big factor on their track team this year, indoor track.
He would have, he's fast. I mean, he didn't light the world on fire, though. I don't want to present it that way. He had 600 total yards for Colorado, did Colorado lose its last six?
They lost 8 of the last 9 games.
Yeah.
Who'd they beat? Like they won their first 3, and then they beat Arizona State?
I think that sounds right.
But that wasn't, anyway, they won their first 3.
Yes.
So somewhere it went really bad.
Yep.
From that time on, because they lost 8 games.
But didn't they change the coordinator in midseason? Like Sean Lewis had his job stripped from him, basically, and went to somebody else.
Yes.
So that was great. That was great at Colorado. So
I think they've had 21 players enter the portal.
That was this month in April alone. Yeah.
Yeah, that was as of late last week. And then they brought several in the last few days. A Florida Atlantic receiver went in there. Somebody from Liberty. And then somebody from LSU.
They got a D lineman from Ohio, and they got a D lineman from Pitt, I think.
And one from LSU.
LSU also.
Yeah, wow. They're coming in and going out. They're coming in and going out.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's just out and in. Yeah, I don't know how you keep it all straight.
I don't know if you do.
I don't know how the head coach keeps it all straight.
I don't know if you do.
Right.
Before we get to break, what does Bill's hat say, Sip?
First rate egg.
It's not second rate. It's not third rate. It's first rate egg. Full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been in business for 25 years. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
What do these guys do?
They're probably in-house, don't you think, with the rain? They're probably not out in the field right now. I don't know if they can get out.
Too muddy.
So they're probably in-house. You want to reach out to these guys. They've got several pinball machines right there. At the shop. Oh, yeah, I played the one pinball in the shop. Absolutely.
Do they seriously?
Yeah, you go in there, they just fire it up for you. Yep. So they're probably in-house right now just because they can't get out. But then this also sets people back. I mean, but it's a good setback. It's the classic example. It's the classic example of, yeah, this sets us back, but it's good. It's a good situation. So they'll be going like crazy here. Again, they'll be bumping up to those 18, 20-hour days. And so, the next month for these guys is going to be insanity.
I wonder what they do to keep going.
I don't know.
Coffee.
Five-hour energy.
Lots of caffeine.
Yeah.
What are those drinks I'm starting to drink, Jake? Do you know what those are called?
Is that Celsius you had?
Yeah.
Is that an energy drink?
Yeah, they're incredible. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it, but
why?
I'm not an energy drink guy. I can't do them. Never have. Red Bull, hate it. Hate Red Bull.
I've never done an energy drink in my life.
Oh, I do a lot.
Yeah? I've never done one.
You were a 5-hour energy for years.
Still.
Used to buy them at, what was that place that said food? Used to buy them at a place, what was that place you used to go to? It was on Cornhusker.
You're right. We used to talk.
13th and Cornhusker. You go, that's the place I go to get them.
Yeah, what's it
said
called?
Beer and food.
Beer and food.
Beer and food.
The place was called Beer and Food.
Yeah.
I trust that place. Beer and Food.
I did go in there and buy them all the time. Yeah. I did.
That was your spot. You told me that.
I did.
He said, hey, this is where you want to go if you want to get a 5-hour energy.
It was weird, too. It was a weird thing to do because they would always run out. And I would go in when they were running. I'd be like, why do I come in here to get them? Half the time, they're not even here. But they had beer and food. So
a lot of energy on Cornhusker.
apparently so. Question about Deion Sanders next.
Let's talk about Deion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.